This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Dan Hurley. Well-told stories about real people evoke deep feelings. Whether playfully joyful or touchingly sad, they can create empathy and connection across social gaps. They can also inspire determined action. The new Over the Rhine International Film Festival that runs from September the 26th through the 30th promises all of that, and just good fun for lovers of film. To discuss this new film festival, which grew out of the success of the Real Abilities Film Festival over the last 4 or 5 years, we are joined today by film critic T.T. Stern-Enzi, who serves as the managing curator of the festival, and the managing director of OTR International Film Festival, Jack Geiger. To join the discussion yourself, call 513-419-7100 or email us at talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition. T.T., let's begin with you. This OTR Film Festival, as I just mentioned, grew out of the Real Abilities Film Festival. What's going to be different, say, in terms of the way the films were selected, what was selected, did this give you a chance to sort of rethink what is there?
Well, I think the first thing that we probably need to do is let people know that in essence, this is really a rebranding of the Real Abilities Film Festival, because what the OTR International Film Festival is really about is it's taking the idea of disability, which has been the cornerstone of the event so far, and finding a way to kind of see if we could posit it or focus it in into a larger discussion of diversity as a whole.
Okay, so there is a broadening of the opportunities and that affects the films you can choose, right?
Right, it definitely does. I mean, by making sure that we are looking at and talking about, and again, within the industry as a whole, the film industry is really, really focused on the idea of diversity and finding ways to either tell those diverse stories or make sure that there is representation in those stories.
So what other themes besides disability are you sort of hanging some of this on? What's the superstructure?
Right. We are looking at the idea of including stories that deal with faith and identity and freedom. And like I said, I guess to a certain extent, the idea of diversity as well. But again, we want to make sure that as you're looking at that, you're honing in on the idea that disability should be and is a part of that discussion as well. And again, it's a part that, to be quite honest, in overall social coverage and cultural coverage of the topic of diversity, we kind of leave that out. So I think in some ways this festival gives us a chance to say, okay, we can focus on disability, but we need to focus on it as a part of this broader canvas in a way.
So there's a sense of trying to take the original focus of disability and make the point that you got to be inclusive. It is
definitely
it doesn't exist out there in a vacuum, unless a lot of times maybe it does, and that's the problem.
Right.
To bring and surround all those other themes.
Definitely true. And again, that was part of the interesting challenge for me stepping in, because this is really my first time. I mean, I've spent almost 20 years covering film and film festivals. To actually be on the other side, on the programming side, and to kind of see what it takes to put a festival together and how you look at and evaluate stories, it's a really fascinating idea.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back to this, but did you learn something that you didn't know as a person just reporting about film festivals?
I'm not sure I can limit it to just one thing. There are probably a million things.
Okay. Jack, what's it mean that the festival is now really found a home in Over the Rhine? And what sort of facilities are you going to be able to use in Over the Rhine? People may know Over the Rhine for for music hall on the one side, or they may know it for bars and restaurants, but what's there for a film festival?
Well, Dan, it's quite interesting, because as we studied major film festivals around the country, they were all place-based. And in order for us to be place-based, we want it to be in the right place in Cincinnati, and that's Over the Rhine. And so we know we're going to be there every year. It's an annual festival, and we're setting up shop there, and we look to be there for a long, long time. As it relates to facilities, We have probably one of the greatest facilities from a screening perspective, and that's the School for Creative and Performing Arts. Two fabulous theaters there. One's 300 seats and the other one's 700 seats. And then we're also using some of the surrounding areas as well with Micro Mini and Woodward Theater, where you also have programs in Music Hall. And we're just really kind of expanding throughout the area. We're also working with over-the-Rhine vendors and shop owners and in Washington Park itself for Free Movie in the Park, which we're bringing to Disney, Christopher Robin newly released film. So that's fun for the entire city.
So that's going to be in Washington Park?
That'll be in Washington Park on the night of Wednesday 26th.
As you're kicking off.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's a pretty big deal. They have a recent release film right in the park for everybody.
Yes, it's really going to be something that we're, we look at this as being, this is the People's Festival. And so this is one thing that we're able to give back. And at the same time, we'll also be showing other things that are more specific, such as the Innocence Project and Mind Games, which is about mental illness. So as TT was talking about, disability is the one core comment and runs as a through line throughout all the films, about 70% of the films. But it's really there so that we can build upon a conversation of things that we all have in common. As someone once said, we're either disabled or we're temporarily abled.
Which I think is a very powerful statement. Mm-hmm. First time I heard that, it's always stuck with me. TD, this is... by focusing in Over the Rhine, by using disabilities as a foundation but then broadening it out, one of the things Jack just mentioned was not just physical disabilities but mental health, mental illness. And did you look for ways to explore that? And I think particularly right now in Cincinnati and in America, there's a lot of discussion about what is this? What is mental health? What is mental illness? And how do we respond to it? And you hear these huge numbers, 1 in 5 people at some point are going to experience a mental illness of some kind. So what do you – is that been something that you were out looking for, and do you think you found some things?
I think we did find some stories that tackle this that actual – topic in a number of different ways. And I think that's really, again, for me as a programmer, that was the heart of it. It was really trying to figure out, okay, there are lots of stories out there and lots of, again, ways that filmmakers attempt to tell those stories. But we wanted to make sure that in essence, and again, as a film critic, I took that part of the charge for me was just to find the best films that I could find.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure that, again, I'm bringing films in that if I were attending this festival and I were covering it, I was going to be excited and engaged by those stories. But I also, again, on the flip side, did want to make sure that I'm finding stories that are going to reflect the experiences of audience members or the concerns that audience members might have as they say, they look and they see, okay, well, is this my story? Is this telling, a story that's either relatable to me personally or my family or what have you? And again, yes, I think we did a very good job of kind of striking that balance, which was really important.
Now, the films that are in the festival, these aren't films that you're necessarily, I'll wait a couple of months and they're going to come to the Cineplex someplace. That's not – that may be true on something, but it's not – Jack, that's not – generally true of the films here.
This is really
the opportunity.
It is the opportunity. We do have several that are Midwest or national previews and premieres, but for the most part, these are films that you're going to be able to experience. You're going to be able to talk about them afterwards. We have ambassadors that will continue the conversation and go to another venue if you'd like to continue that. So these are films that are really a once in a lifetime to be able to see here, probably. But the topics are going to be something that you're going to be able to talk about for a long, long time.
Right.
You're also bringing in a lot of people,
yes,
as speakers, as guests. There's a variety of different events that you have positioned particular speakers into, who are the people that you really look forward to having in town?
Well, you know, I guess I'm a little partial in the comment I'm about to make because
That's all right. You've spent months putting this together.
Right. I was involved with, again, helping to, you know, gather our jury, for instance, that are going to come in. So, you know, I've had the opportunity as a critic and have, you know, having the chance to go to other festivals and meet and work with other journalists. So I've got some people that are coming in to help, you know, select jury favorites from the festival. So having the chance to bring some of those people in who I've seen and know other festivals who, you know, again, have a good, strong eye for film, but they also know about, you know, what it takes to really put on a really spectacular kind of film event. Mm-hmm. Having some of them come in and giving them the chance to see Cincinnati, and especially in a couple of those cases, they've never been to the region before. So this is going to be their introduction to the city, and I'm looking forward to the idea of saying, okay, yeah, we're going to show you a first-class time. You're going to see some great films, but you're also going to really have a great experience here in the city. So that, for me, is probably, to a certain extent, almost a little more exciting for me than maybe the idea of some of the stars who are coming in, because I feel like, you know, the charge for me as part of this is I'm kind of serving as an ambassador for the city, and this festival is serving as a real ambassador for the city. So we want to make sure that, again, the people that are coming in are going to have a great experience here, and they're going to want to come back.
Well, somebody that, as I looked over who you're bringing in, is Zach Anner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who, if you go online, you can find a lot of things out about Zach Anner. And it's really interesting that you're going to get him here in Cincinnati. This is, who is he, and sort of what's he going to bring to this?
Well, he's just a terrific talent. He's a YouTube sensation, as you know, and he's a very funny individual, and he's got a huge following. So he's going to be here for several days, and Virginia Madsen will be in town.
By the way, before we get past Zach Anner, Zach Anner is somebody with cerebral palsy.
Yes.
And who isn't shy, let's put it that way, about much of anything, I don't think.
No.
But he is hilarious. I mean, he is so.
He's got some fans that are just can't wait for him to come in and get the opportunity to interact with him. So we're excited about that.
Okay. And then, Virginia Madsen that you mentioned, why is she one of the people that you're bringing in?
Well, you know, she's somebody that we're really connected to in Hollywood, and we want to have her make her home in Cincinnati in a lot of ways. And so she's actually coming in to share with us some insights. And as we look at broadening the film festival even further in the future, we're pulling in some very gifted and connected people as far as making sure that we're building this properly for many years to come.
You know, I was noticing that there is, I think it's on the 27th, you're focusing on veterans. Now, that's also been a part of the theme in earlier festivals. But I also noticed that John Sanchez is one of your festival chairs. I know John. I got a feeling he had his hand in this. So what are you going to be able to do with the veterans theme?
Well, from the filmmaking and, the films that we're bringing in, it's very, very similar to what I said earlier. We wanted to make sure that we found films that were going to reflect a particular kind of experience and, again, something in some different ways that we could tell those stories. So I was really excited with the films that we were able to sort of screen and see through that process that we're going to open up the idea of, okay, what is the experience of the veteran who's returning and dealing with trying to get reacclimated into society? And again, you know, I feel like the films we came up with had some really great insight into some different types of therapies and ways to really help some of the vets come back and find their way once they're here.
Is there a film or an event, and for you, TT, maybe it's the film, one of the films, that you just are so glad you were able to find it and get it booked into this festival that you think is going to surprise people and make them happy they've been there?
There is, and Jack and I were talking about this before we came in. There's a story that I've been using through a good part of talking about the festival. I'm handling the educational programming that will take place at the Freedom Center. And we have a film that came in through our submission pool. It's a short film, and it's about a young man who's a double amputee. It's a fictional story, but he is in his neighborhood. He has a crush on a young girl that he sees every morning at the local coffee shop or whatever. And he has a morning where he's about to, kind of gin up the courage to speak to her and to let her know how he feels about her. And her purse gets snatched. And immediately he races off to chase down the two purse snatchers. And this story, again, it's about 15 minutes long, but you see this young man on his hands, skateboarding through the city, swinging, doing whatever he can do. And he eventually catches these guys. And when I saw the film, it just completely blew me away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait to not only have an audience see that film, but I want to have an audience of kids see that film and see this guy and what he's able to do. Yep. That, for me, is one of the most exciting. And again, I think it sums up perfectly what this festival is all about.
Yeah. We're basically out of time, Jack. But real quickly, do you have a favorite thing that you're looking forward to to show people?
Well, I think it's a Sammy Davis Jr. I Gotta Be Me, which is a closing night, and it's going to be huge. And Sammy Davis Jr. just means so much of what we're trying to show here, and the ability and the journey of the human spirit, and sharing that is going to be fantastic. So,
okay. Well, I have to thank both TT and Jack, and wish you good luck with the inaugural Over the Rhine International Film Festival, the rebranded, or however we want to put this, but bigger and better.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our programs are available on the website, wvxu.org. I'm Dan Hurley.